Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Hayayin Mishia Kappa. Again, we're looking for lists of different things to understand when they are considered Nigmaru Melachta. So what does Mishia Kappa mean? It means they took out the pits and the skin of the grape that is in the pit together with the wine. After they would squeeze out the grapes in the wine press, the wine would go through like a pipe into the pit. Remember, you squeeze the grapes, the wine runs through, but you're still going to have in that wine parts of the grape, pits of the grape, skin of the grape. And as the wine is kind of cooking in the pit, it begins to bubble, the pits and the skin surface to the top. And that's when it's easy just to remove them. That's called kifui. That's considered gemar melacha when it comes to wine. So nacham al hayayin zok de mishnah meshe kappa. Wine is considered nigmru melachta once he skims the seeds and the peels off the top. When I say cooking, that's part of the fermenting process. That's what happens to the wine. It naturally begins to let cook. Zok de mishnah vayter afa bishak kippa. Even though he took off the top, he skimmed off the top. Koilet min hagasvul yayin. He can still collect wine from the upper wine press, umenatzina, and from the pipe that leads down, v'shoyse and drink. And we already explained this beforehand. There was what's called an upper wine press. A wine press on top that had a slanted surface, and they would mamish dance on it. That's how they would squeeze out the juice, and the juice would flow down through a pipe into the pit at the bottom. And there it would stay there until it starts like bubbling or fermenting. So even though he scoops out or skims off what's in the pit at the bottom, so the Mishnah is telling us, Kailati can still collect min hagas hol yoina from the upper press, min atzinar, and from the pipe. Vishaisa, and that he can drink. Before it hits the pit, that wine is still a nigrum malachta, the Batanur explains. So basically, the Mishnah is telling us, even though part of the oil is finished, that's because it went through the system. But the oil on top that didn't go through the system yet, you can still use that oil. That's not automatically connected to the oil on the bottom. That's l'nigmru melachtoi, and therefore, chilas eroi is still permitted. Now, this is what they did with oil. First, they grinded the oil with a millstone, grinded it in a mill. Now you had pulp. Then they put it into a kind of a sack, and they put boards around and around, so the zeisim don't shoot out in different directions. They also put a board on top, and on top of this board, they came down with a big beam and kvetched it and crushed it in. And you have the oil coming out through the holes of this sack. Let's get acquainted with a little bit of the terminology over here. The hole on the bottom, the bar, the keli, where the oil went into when it was finished, when it came out of the sack, that was called an uka. The sack itself was called an ekel. The stone, the top stone of the grinder, that's called a memel. The boards are called patsim. By the way, when we say a sack, so some say it was like ropes that were woven together. It had a sack-like effect. So once again, let's chazer over the process. First, they grinded it into mush that was in this sack. And then they would take a heavy beam, put it down onto this sack, and that would squeeze out the oil from like the gush, the pulp. And the oil would flow through the sack into a special keli, into a special box. And then you would take it and use it. So what's called nigmru melachta? It's like the Mishnah Hashemen Mishayerid Le'uka. When it goes into this box, Aval Pisha Yorad, even after it went through the box, Noitel Mena Ekel, you can still take out some oil from the sack. Remember, first they crush the olive into the pulp. After you crush the olive, it's just mush. The mush goes into the sack. Then the beam comes down on the sack and the oil pours out into the box. The box is called the uka. So the oil in the uka is nigmar malachti, but the oil in the sack is not. Umi bein ha memel, and also the oil from under the millstone. Because somebody's going to get stuck to the stone when they first crush the olives into the pulp. Umi bein ha patsim, and also the oil that's between the boards of the oil press. It never made it down to the special box, to the uka. You can take that oil, let's say, put it onto a chamita. What's chamita? Says about tanura, it's a uga kitan. It's a kind of thin wafer, or cookie, and they used to smear it with oil as soon as they took it out of the oven when it was still hot. Why are you making it so complicated? Why don't you just tell me you could eat from it a chilas aroi? Now, there's a big chiddush over here. Remember we said one of the six things is that if you cook it, you can no longer eat it a chilas aroi. Fire is kavei lemaiser. Any peris yirukas that was cooked in fire can no longer be eaten a chilas aroi. So what we're saying is, even though you're smearing it on the hot wafer, that's not called cooking. Furthermore, over the tamchi. Tamchi is a big plate that has food on it, even though there's warm food there. So let's just explain as follows. Kli Rishon means the pot that was on the fire. It could be a Kli Rishon that's ala esh, the pot that's cooking on the fire now. It could be a Kli Rishon that you already took off the fire, but it's the pot that was on the fire. A Kli Sheni is what you pour it into. So the Mishnah is telling us you can take this oil and you can put it into the Tamchui, into a large plate that has food, even though that food is hot, because Lamaisa, this is a Kli Sheni, and we're saying that a Kli Sheni is not going to cook. Avaloyit, and you can't take from this oil and put it in lakdeira into a pot, ulalufas, or into a pan that was taken off the fire, kishahein roischin, when it's still hot, even though it's technically off the fire, because as long as it's yad seiledes ben, that means if you would touch it, your finger would get burned, it's called kimivashel, and if it's cooking, that's kovelamais. Rabbi Huda says, you may remember this Mishnah from the Sechta Shabbos, Rabbi Huda holds that a clay rishon means the pot that was on the fire, that was taken off the fire, cannot cook anymore. It can't cook the oil that's inside it, unless it has in it vinegar or fish sauce that's very sharp and that helps the cooking process. So Rabbi Huda amar l'kali nisan, you can take this oil, put it into a pot or a pan, even though it's a bubbling hot pan that you took off the fire, as long as you took it off from the fire, it's still not going to be considered a bishul that's kavei lemaiser, chutz midavar sheyesh b'chaymetz v'tzir, unless in this pot or pan that was taken off the fire, you have vinegar, or this fish sauce, it means fish sauce that was with fish that was soaked in salt. That's going to help it cook, and there it could cook even after it's off the fire. Otherwise, says Rabbi Yehuda, I have no problem with you putting it on a pan as long as it's not directly on the fire. So it's interesting. When we think about Hilchas Bishul, we talk about Hilchas Shabbos. But here we have Hilchas Bishul, which is Negeya to Hilchas Meiser. So once again, chazing over our Mishnah, they would press wine in a vat that was like on top. They would dance on it, actually. Then it would come down the slanty board into a pipe, down into a just something like a big tub at the bottom. The din when it comes to wine is that when it's in that tub at the bottom, it's called nigrum malachtoi when you scoop out, skim off from the top, the skins and the pits of the grapes. Even though you did that already, you can go back up and collect from the vat on top that they danced on or from the pipe, whatever wine is there, and drink it. As far as oil is concerned, so the way oil worked, first they would crush it into a pulp, then they would put it into a sack, and in this sack, would lower a big beam, and the oil would come through the holes of this sack into a special box. That special box is called an uka. When the oil gets into that uka, it's considered nigmru malachta. You can no longer use it even for achilas aroi, but from the sack itself, called the ekel, and from in between the stones that are crushing it, or in between the boards, from there you can still take it. The Mishnah told us a chiddush. Even the hot wafer that comes out of the oven, you can smear the oil on it. That's not called cooking. You can put it into a pot. You can put it into a plate that has hot food because it's a klisheni. Klisheni means it's not the pot that it was cooked with. It's in the second pot. What you cannot do, according to the Tanakam, is you can't put it into the actual pot that was on the fire or a pan when it's very, very hot, even though right now it's off the fire because it's still going to cook. Rabbi Huda says, even a Kli Rishon, even the pot that was on the fire, once it's off the fire, it will not cook unless it has vinegar or fish sauce inside it. If you don't have vinegar or fish sauce inside, once you take the pot off the fire, it doesn't cook, and therefore, you could put the oil there. And the reason we can't have the oil cooking, because cooking is one of the things that is kovei it brings it automatically into the shlav where achilas aroi is aser.